Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Osborne monitored Ozzy after relapse, remained by his side until his Sharon Osborne kept a close watch over husband Ozzy, instituting random drug and alcohol tests after a relapse a decade ago nearly ended their marriage. The former co-host of moved out temporarily but reconciled with Ozzy, who passed away Tuesday at age 76. Ozzy's relapse in 2013 was triggered by personal tragedies, shocking Sharon. A source revealed, Sharon was blindsided by Ozzy's relapse. Now, she's not taking any chances. When Sharon issued an ultimatum for Ozzy to agree to random testing or leave, he quickly acquiesced. Ozzy will do anything Sharon asks as long as she'll take him back, said the insider, underscoring his deep attachment to her. She warned him against any clandestine substance use, stating, "Any slip-ups and she's out of there." In a 2013 episode of Sharon discussed Ozzy's battle with addiction, expressing shock at his relapse and revealing her lack of knowledge regarding his prescription drug use. However, she maintained that divorce was never an option. "It's a disease. It hurts the family," she noted. "We've dealt with worse and we will deal with it. Otherwise my husband will be taken to the hospital to get my foot removed from his A." Ozzy's family announced his passing in a deeply emotional statement, expressing, "It is with more sadness than mere words can convey that we have to report that our beloved Ozzy Osbourne has passed away this morning. They requested privacy during this difficult time." Sharon and their children, Jack, Kelly, Amy, and Louie, signed the statement. Ozzy had been suffering from Parkinson's disease since 2003, undergoing multiple spinal surgeries that left him needing a wheelchair. He performed one last time with Black Sabbath earlier this month, prompting Sharon to comment on his progressive condition, affirming, "He's very happy. Parkinson's is a progressive disease. But his voice is as good as it's ever been."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.